Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. This is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or
well, this is very, very interesting. Here we are, 6 o'clock, normal time for Spankwagon Radio to start up, and yet again, one of those issues where I'm missing my balls. Anyhow, I think what we're going to do is, hey, all else fails, we got the show-not-show format, which is definitely all music and a little more entertaining than when we talk. Just by a smidge, though. I'm going to play a little more music. Gonna figure out where my balls went to, and get back with you and let you know what's going on for us the show. So enjoy, and we'll be back in a little bit, folks. Hopefully. And I said we again. Christ, I gotta carry something around with me.
Lonely path, an uphill climb. Success of me will Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Sorry for the delay. Tringer's not here yet. Give him a couple more minutes.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you were waiting for
actually,
that.
Actually, no, it was a total fuck up, dude. I didn't think you were going to say anything yet.
Didn't say anything, just you're going to cough in the hair. God.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the east side of Las Vegas near the water treatment plant, it's Clyde Balls Whooping Cough Hour. Yay! Sponsored by...
How you doing?
Hey, folks, it's Spankwagon.
Sponsored by Philip Morris, yeah.
Yeah, sponsored by Philip Morris.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, we got to be quiet. B&M is trying to sleep, but you'd know that if you're in the chat room.
La, la, la. The question I'm curious about right now is, as B&M falls off to sleep and watches this,
Listens, is there the feather? Is there the feather above him?
Yeah.
No, actually, he sounds like one of those guys that wears, you know, a nightcap. So, you know, one with a little fuzzy dingle ball in the end. You know, it sits right there and it'll...
Yeah.
Being lazy. Hey, folks. Hey.
You're not quite lazy at all. You actually did visual even though we're on the radio.
By the way, I have balls, so...
Of course you do.
What happened to you, dude?
Fell asleep. At my desk at home.
No.
I know.
Wait a minute. Okay, we have B&M falling asleep at 3 a.m. in the morning in his bed.
Dude
don't you have...
Show.
I've seen your house. You have a bed. I know you have a bed.
I know. Dude, I was like... I had the headphones on, you know, because I was like watching Prawn, you know? And like...
You live alone.
I have neighbors. I'm afraid of thin walls. So what happened is I was done with the
You
Prawn.
Live alone. You put headphones on to watch Prawn.
Yeah. So then what happened is I was like watching like... Prawn. Nah, I'm not in the mood. Never mind. So what happened is I turned it off right there. You
right.
know? Hence why I didn't need to fucking shower or anything afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was put on some trance music, and I just fucking went...
What time was this?
Damn you, BT! Probably went about 4:45.
So when you should have gotten in your car to show up.
I like fucking fell asleep, dude.
Nice. Well, by the way, that message on your phone is me.
You called my phone?
I called your phone.
Fuck, man, you don't want to wait.
So...
Don't know if he's listening, but mad props to Smack for helping me out today with a problem at work.
Cool. I don't think he's listening, actually. A bunch of them decided they wanted to go to sushi tonight.
Cool.
But they all decided to go do it at about 7.
What time does he leave?
7. They're all doing it at 7.
The store's closing?
No, he worked in mornings.
Okay, because I'm stopping by tonight. You want to go to the Mac store with me?
Sure.
Yeah. I was going to buy an HP laptop.
Yeah, you were actually pretty hyped up about this week.
But HP had fucked me around.
How so?
Well, for anybody that's kind of curious, let me just give you the background specs without getting too uber geek.
Why not? We got a dude listening to us in a laptop while in his bed. Go geek.
HP new ZD7000 series.
Mm-hmm.
17-inch monitor. Pentium, not mobile, full-on true Pentium 4.
Okay.
3 gigahertz with hyper-threading.
Nice.
60 gig hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of slow, only run 5,400 RPM, but not too bad for a laptop.
Well, you know what? My theories are the slower the hard drive, the longer it's going to live.
Mm-hmm. NVIDIA GeForce G5700. I'm sorry, 5600 with 128 megabytes of RAM. If you're Apple, you call it, you know, Airport Extreme, but a 54 gigahertz built-in NIC and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't doing in Windows XP Pro.
Okay.
Along with a list of other goodies and shit, was going to cost me $2,200.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Now, I'm doing this through the Employee Assistance Program for purchasing computers at work.
Right.
Now, I don't have a credit card, you know, with a fucking $2,000 limit, you know, to shell out the fucking money for that.
Right.
So, you know, work just is going to cut me a check, but HP doesn't take checks.
Okay.
So I call their small business line in America. I call up Canada first.
Okay.
Talked to a guy named Brody. He didn't offer me chocolate pretzels, though, with my order. It was kind of good. Seriously, his name was Brody. He's like really nice and stuff until I got to the end of the order. I was like, how you be paying? I'm like, check! He's like, no.
Yeah,
it was downhill from there. So then I call up their small business line, and I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a computer purchase through my work, man. They're going to cut a check with your name on it, and I just have to send it in. She's like, yeah, tell me you want to do the check hold program.
Right.
She's like, all you'll do, and traditional, put the order in. We hold the order, and we have the order for you, number, the quoted price.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get payment and it clears, we process the order.
Fair enough.
I've ordered Macintosh this way before.
Right.
Dell does it that way, but HP won't.
Jesus.
She tells me the program name and everything.
Okay.
Call back to their consumer order line because she can't put it through because it's a consumer order because they don't have access to the product I want.
Okay.
Call up the consumer line. No, we don't do that. I don't know who you're talking to. Well, it's so-and-so over at this line. Well, you're going to have to call her back to place the order. But she doesn't. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, you. So if this is how hardcore
Jesus.
Bitchy you are about trying to sell me equipment, I cringe to see what your support's going to be like.
Absolutely. I mean, if that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be calling them for support anyway, technically. But in case you have to because of a hardware failure or something,
right,
I can see that. But
right.
God damn, you know, sales are that bitchy.
Yeah.
You know, most people are like, sales, money in my pocket.
Yeah. The thing about it is, Dell doesn't have what I want for a fucking laptop. With Dell right there, man, it's going to be less fucking RAM, a fucking weaker video card and shit.
Right.
For more money.
Yeah.
Smaller
and,
fucking...
And I hate saying it, but the Apple laptops are just damn expensive.
Well,
the only reason I got mine is because I got it on sale.
Well, I've been looking at one on sale, too, online right there.
Okay.
Smack told me to come on down and see if they have any refreshed units. Not refurbs, refreshes.
No, refresh. That's what I have.
Yeah. So I'm going to come down and see what he has there. Otherwise, I found one online right there through Club Mac, dude.
Mm. That's
PowerBook G.
Club Mac's a good piece of good group. If I remember correctly, Virtual One used to get a lot of stuff through Club Mac.
Yeah.
You know, but they were one of those ones that always had the disturbing operator photo in the bottom left-hand corner of the ads.
They got rid of it.
Call Susan now!
I know. Yeah, the catalog ad.
Mm-hmm.
No. So basically, Club Mac wants to sell me a PowerBook G4 1 gigahertz.
I know.
With a super drive.
Okay.
$2,000.
Whoa! Nice.
Free carrying case.
Of course.
And free rebates if I want, like, two printers with it and shit. And a shitload of other stuff, too. Free RAM.
Is your printer, you have a USB printer?
Of course.
You're fine, then.
I'm not going to buy another printer.
Oh, okay. memory.
Yes. So, the reason why I want Windows XP Pro mm-hmm. was I want something with 128-bit encryption that I, you know, in case I lose my laptop, you know. If I'm going to lose my laptop and it's not coming back, I would rather someone have to be forced to format my hard drive
mm-hmm.
than be able to easily crack it.
Absolutely.
And Mac's got it built in, and they're really coming back.
The security on the Macintoshes are still shaky
Jaguar
at best.
Jaguar is... Panther's different.
They're still shaky at best, though. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been reading some of the reports from, like, Mac Slash, which,
yeah.
of course, brings stuff in from, like, Mac News Network mm-hmm. and Mac Central and all them. I think they're the
yeah.
same, but, you know, it's still shaky at best for now. It's going to get better, yes, of course, but not yet. I don't know. I'm giving it time because one of the biggest changes they did, and this is something that always drove me nuts with like all the versions of Mac 10 that I've used so far. Mm-hmm. When I actually go to put my computer in sleep mode, if I'm logged in, if I wake it up out of sleep mode, it's still logged in.
Not anymore.
No, I know. That was one of the big changes.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, okay, right in the right direction. But I also noticed something very interesting, and I was just playing around and I mistyped my password. But I didn't mistype it like totally wrong. I put too many characters of the same last character in. Let's say, theoretically, my last character would have been a Z. I put ZZZ. Didn't quite think what I was doing. Just slapped the keyboard really hard when I typed it. It entered. It went through. And I was able to log in. And I was able to go into everything except... And it was very interesting. When I went to go get my mail, keychains popped up and said, do you want us to unlock this? And then it made me type in the password again.
Interesting.
So, the, you know, the old new mail off a server was safe,
yeah.
but mail that was already downloaded was not.
Yes.
And anything that was in any directories was not. I don't have any encrypt, like, directories or files or folders.
Yeah.
So I didn't test that theory. I haven't tested that, but that's something you may want to do.
Yeah, basically what I'm looking at right there is that I want a laptop for portability and basically for wardrobe. I've got my Windows.
Well, you see, I can see it too. One of us will be holding up the antenna, we'll have the microphones, and we'll be in the D, cruising around town trying to find hotspots so we can continue a broadcast.
No, what's going to basically happen is with I just want it for war driving right there, mainly, and for the portability.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at this point right now where I'm like, fuck it. I am ready to just say screw it all. And fuck it. I'm probably just going to stick with Apple at this point. If I go back to Windows, I'm going to wait for Windows to come. Or not Windows. I'm going to wait till for AMD and Intel to fully develop their 64-bit.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm still debating: do I go buy an iBook, a PowerBook now, or should I wait until they come out with a G5 portable?
That won't be for a while. The G5 in a laptop application won't be happening for a little while, considering it took them so long to get a G4
yeah.
in a laptop. Now, here's the thing, though. You know, that's one of the problems I have with Macintosh. I got my G4 400 right below us, and that's what we're actually using to stream and do our broadcast
yeah.
server. That thing is a G3-233. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the recording station. my laptop is the newest machine, and I don't even use it as much as I use my G4.
Yeah.
You know, my laptop's an 800 megahertz G4. And what I find is that I don't use... I mean, I get everything I need, I can get done with a stupid G4 tower, except for a couple games, which I play on the laptop.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's something where they'll last forever. Mm-hmm. And when you really, really, really want to upgrade, it always seems like a week after you upgrade.
Which was the case
Apple
in point
makes
with
a
mine.
Huge fucking announcement. And,
if I did not turn up my mic.
Apparently.
Wow. Usually it's too loud.
Yeah, really.
If I were going to go ahead and get a base station right or a set desktop system, I'm mm-hmm. not ready for that yet. I'm going to wait till I build up my entertainment system when that comes around.
Right.
And then when I do
going to buy some wireless headsets so that way you can sit on the couch and watch porn?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Now, what I'm looking at right now for a home entertainment center mm-hmm. is if I get Windows Media or Entertainment System, they have a fucking OS just for surround sound.
Okay.
I already found the fucking micro PC.
Okay.
That has, like, optical outputs and
nice.
Shit right there.
Well,
has IR remote, and it has a fucking sound and MP3 jukebox built into the front.
Okay.
It's specifically designed for it.
All right.
So if I get that for the home entertainment, and it's built-in tuner as well.
Right.
So if I hook up the DVD player and everything else, I'll be cool that way.
Okay.
If I go that route. Otherwise, to be honest with you, you know, I just want the laptop.
Okay.
And if nothing else, if I don't go for anything else, you know, I'll probably just go ahead and get the wireless keyboard and the wireless mouse
mm-hmm.
and just fucking run the hook the laptop into my TV if I want to go big size.
That'd work, too, because you want to get that plasma, or not plasma, LCD.
So. I'm going to get the 50-inch
so,
LCD.
Yeah, that's an idea.
So, yeah, looks like Apple has once again won out.
Which is interesting, you know, based upon the circumstances of how it's won out.
Basically, you know what? It was also something else today, too. Hmm. We had a problem at work right there, and we had to call up Smack, and Smack was able to easily talk to Mac's in-house support.
Okay.
For their, you know... AppleCare.
Right.
We were tracing an issue. We thought there may be a problem with the routers, and there's turned out to somewhat be with the airport firmware upgrade that released 2 days ago.
Oh.
Somewhat an issue.
I'll have to remember that before I do them on a laptop.
No. This is for the base stations.
Oh, for the base stations.
The base
okay.
stations. Yeah. So it's cool.
Anything you can share to our adoring public?
Basically, what we were having to do is after the thing, nobody could surf. You just had to do a hard reset of the airport base station. That's it.
Hmm. Okay.
That was the only thing.
Well, one thing I noticed, like Mac, it's really funny too because when I listen and I read a bunch mm-hmm. of different slash sites that cover Mac and blog
yeah.
sites that cover Mac, and one thing that always happens anytime there's an upgrade is people bitch about the fact that Mac forces them to reboot. One of the biggest complaints is the fact that it's a Unix system that doesn't need to reboot unless it's kernel updates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
True.
But Mac, of course, forces people to update.
I don't see what the problem with fucking rebooting the computer is.
Well, some people think that, you know, well, like people like Vert who run servers and stuff like that prefer extended uptime.
Maybe.
However, you know, end user Joe Schmo says, my computer's been on for 5 billion years.
Yeah, I know.
I want to meet that. MIT computer's what, 10 years that thing was on?
Yeah.
You know, the FTP server at MIT?
Yeah. Otherwise, and the problem that I had too is I've actually been reading a lot of news groups.
Prawn headsets. You get the idea.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been reading news groups because I keep up with what users for our company say for the internet access.
Okay.
And I've been reading a lot of problems with HP Compaq right now
hmm.
with trying to get tech support.
Uh-oh.
It's in India.
Well, you know what?
And they've been
everything is... I mean, there was an Onion article that spoofed the fact that they're moving the United States government to India.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
We've talked about it on the show before. Our feelings about all this freaking outsourcing in India. Now, we know... You know, people who... We know Indian, legitimate Indian people from India. And even they go, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Because they live here mostly.
Yeah.
You know, and my thing is okay, you're going to outsource all these people, you're going to outsource it. And I've been reading the news groups as well, and I know what news group you're talking about in particular, mm-hmm. Where they were complaining about, you know, they even they speak absolute perfect English.
Yeah.
You can tell. And it's a little racist, I agree.
It's not racist
in that respect, but what really gets me is the fact that, jobs are just literally flowing out.
I'm not going to waste
my time. Flowing out.
And I even have a rant about that for California, what they're trying to do. California wants to push for tight emission standards
mm-hmm.
on LPG-powered motors, forklifts and shit, and floor buffers.
Isn't that stuff a little very clean burning?
Yeah, it is, but they want to push it further.
How do you push it further?
That's what the feds said. The feds said, you know what? You're overstepping your bounds. You want to put this shit in on California? Go ahead. But you're going to kill your fucking economy. In the meantime, you will not force the rest of this upon the country. They're talking about Onan and a lot of other, you know, manufacturers of propane-fueled two-stroke motors and small motors and shit.
Right.
We're saying, you do this right here, we are going to have to close our plants. Because if we want to stay in business, we're going to have to go out of the country. And we don't want to fucking do that. Because we'll have to. Because what we have to pay, you know, for all this emissions control equipment on ludicrous little motors, we're going to have to recoup our losses with cheaper labor because we cannot profitably make it.
Right. Real quick, a couple things from the chat room. Virtual one. Extended uptime could be a problem because by the time you actually do reboot, you might have to fight it for a few hours trying to sort out the problems caused by years of upgrades.
Good point, Vert.
You know, very good point. If you upgrade and you don't reboot, and you upgrade and you don't reboot, by the time you do reboot, there's a conflict. There possibly is a conflict.
I think if it, if it's a server that's important enough where it's like, you know, you've got to worry about reboot right there, if it's that critical, personally, I think you should have several of them with some sort of hams or load balancing in place.
Well, hams, load balancing, RAID, where you could just slip it out and slip it into
another. Exactly.
Something where you have that much backup. Yeah, if it's that critical, mission critical, you're going to...
That's why I'm like, you know.
You know? I'm sorry, I remember watching stuff about, you know, the whole flight to the moon and everything like that. They even had to reboot those computers.
Oh, yeah.
In flight, you know, in transit, so to speak. So, it's really hard to say. I mean...
In a nutshell, we're going to have to go down and, well, not we, me.
Don't feel bad. I was doing it earlier when I was actually telling everybody that I had no balls.
Yeah.
I said, we will have, I will have some music for you.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
So, yeah, you want to come join me at the Apple Store and peruse what they got in the back?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can go sometime when Smack's there and pester the fuck out of him.
Okay. Okay. Got to spend time with the old lady tonight?
No, not really. No, that's tomorrow. Always Saturday for old lady day. So.
Tea and crumpets.
What? No tea and crumpets.
Hey!
Milk and cookies! No tea and crumpets. Milk and cookies.
You know, I had milk and cookies in your house.
Huh?
You are not allowed to have milk and cookies in your house.
Why not?
Because that denotes Santa Claus, which means holiday celebration.
Milk and fucking cookies denotes a fat fucking gut. It does not denote Santa Claus.
Denotes
Santa Claus. You are equating it with Santa Claus, not me.
Hey, dude, you know what, man? It's like a Freudian
slip.
How
about this?
It's a Freudian slip of your appetite.
I'll enjoy milk and cookies for my own self, okay? I'll feed you tea and crumpets. Or better yet, I'll actually give you... Oh, what am I thinking? You know, that Scottish dough.
Your wife? No.
No. That Scottish...
Wah, wah, wah.
Lame.
Yeah, I know. Scottish dough.
Yeah, you know, the shit. Ugh. Really super thick fucking dough pastry thing.
Ah. I have no clue.
You know, it'll come to me later after the show, and I'll be sitting there walking somewhere downtown going, blah! And everybody will look and stare at me, and
like,
you'll just keep walking.
Yeah. You know. So fuck it. We're probably going to just go to Apple. Anyhow.
Go to Apple, figure out what they got.
Yeah.
Of course, Smack isn't there, so we can't pester him. But hey, that's cool.
It's fine.
So, I'm trying to look at all the different stuff we got set up for today, actually.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It was a cough, dude.
Damn. You got a fucking hairball.
Yeah. We got some interesting news items. We have several... Dead celebrities of the week.
Jesus, do we? Or
yeah.
Oh,
we have at least three.
At least three.
Yeah.
One for sure that you know of.
One for certain I know of.
Well, two now that you know of for certain.
Two for certain. You mentioned another one.
There's a third one, but it's not a big celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. The one I have is actually a pretty big celebrity everybody like me.
Okay.
Remember.
Actually, you know, we were talking about computers and uptime and downtime, and I actually found an article. I want to read it to everybody. See, okay, Chizad just said, okay, I'm changing train of thought here. Chizad just said in the message board, or in the chat room, by the way, which is at irc.slashnet.org.
Yeah.
Spankwagon is the room. Milk and cookies denote Santa from, like, December 24th to December 26th. Milk and cookies year-round is cool, dude. You can ask Vert, okay?
Milk and cookies
you know those generic. You know those generic Oreos?
Yeah.
You know, they're not the Hydrox. I'm not talking about Hydrox.
Are you going to tell a fucking story about Cheese Whiz and Oreos again?
Fuck no.
All right.
Vert, poor Vert, though, has these things. He buys the generic Oreos. You know, the ones that either come in white vanilla-ish chocolate with vanilla, you know, cream filling.
And you eat that cream filling, dude, it's like wax.
Yeah, it's waxy. But you know what's really good? He always has them in the cookie jar. And every time he knows I'm coming over, even when I'm coming into town, you know, visiting, he'll always have them there. And I just grab a handful and we'll sit and do whatever. And
really?
I eat Vert's cookies. I'm a pig with Burt's cookies.
At least you don't toss them.
No, I don't toss Burt's cookies, nor his salad, but I definitely eat him out of house and home whenever he has those fucking cookies.
No, man. Okay, check this out. If shit only denotes Santa Claus on the 24th to the 26th of December, why the fuck is there Santa in October in Walmart?
Okay, but that's different. That's
no, it's not.
You're okay. Look, does that mean that Santa and Christmas is being celebrated year round at a supermarket near you?
How so?
Well, they got cookies and they've got milk.
No, but they're not together.
Okay, I will give you that. I will give you that. I still think though that you telling me that milk and cookies together. Okay, you know what? Milk and Mountain Dew. That's what I'll do. Or not milk and Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew and cookies.
Okay, Susan.
Now you're just being childish. Anyhow, I'm loading up the playlist on why
Rammstein.
Rammstein. Well, yeah, I think it woke up B&M. He's like, Rammstein! Doink!
I gotta say what my favorite Rammstein song is is a toss up between about like three songs.
Okay.
Du hast. Kind of commercial.
I hate.
There's one which is like really fucking cool. I forget what it is. It's off
that cool.
Yeah, I know, dude.
That's the greatest. I don't know what it is.
I want to say it's track three off Mutter.
Okay.
You know. But otherwise, Spiel Uhr.
Spiel. I don't think I have that.
Yeah. Ein kleiner Mensch stirbt.
I do have that one. I do have that one.
Yeah.
Seems like you can't. I mean, I'm. I don't know. I don't know the songs.
We're playing that fucking shit again.
What shit?
That the fucking Sullivan Brothers.
We're always playing it. You just
fuck,
don't know.
Man.
You normally don't look at the
God
playlist.
Damn,
fuck you,
man.
All right, anyhow.
Relive the drowning of the kids. Toss the Iowa quarter into a fountain.
Well, when they make it. Yeah, what's interesting is my class this week, right? We're covering that part of one of my history classes, you know, yeah. World War II, and one of the things they came up with Sullivan's. And
did they point you out and go, what was it like in Iowa?
No. But what they did do is they said, well, the five brothers died in the battle, and I'm like, okay, so far so good, but, you know, they died in 1938. I'm going, duh! I'm like, okay, wait a minute, we gotta rewind this one. So, I go, 42. What? 1942 on the USS Juno. How do you know? Shit, how do I answer this without starting something?
Hey, I read a history book.
Fuck. Yeah, well, you know.
What'd you do? Fucking default in from anyway.
I just said, well, I'm from where they're from, and you just kind of have to get bombarded with this shit all the time. Because it's like whatever little thing Iowa can grab onto for notoriety, they do.
Sullivan Brothers, corn.
Yes. Meth, corn, Sullivan Brothers. Anyhow.
Who knows? Maybe we'll do a live broadcast from Iowa.
Hey, one of these years. All right.
Could be sooner than you think. We might hop a plane tonight.
Yeah. No. I just went to the DMV today, okay? I don't have any money anymore.
Yeah, you do.
No, it cost me $80 for my truck and $40 for my car.
Oh, cry me a motherfucking river, man. Shit on the Explorer.
I'm sorry. How much for your for the D?
For the Explorer, man, it's going to cost me
$263. $263. Okay, so that's about what it's cost for my car.
Yeah.
How much for the D?
What?
The D. How much does it cost to register the D?
How much does it cost to register the D?
That's what I've been asking.
Oh, okay. $43.
$43. Okay.
Plus smog check.
Oh, fuck. $23.
The fuck do you shop, dude? I pay only $14.
Really? Yeah. I go to this guy down here and I got
$20. Dude, fuck,
it's
man.
It's fucking itching my leg. Shut up.
God damn, dude.
Well, I got a headset on.
Dude, you're about to tear your fucking sack out, dude. Give it up.
I'm tear my sack out. I'm itching underneath my thigh.
Stand up or something.
Itching my nuts.
God
I
damn,
stand
dude.
Up. I'm going to strangle myself because I got this thing.
Dude, you're like fucking digging and shit,
I'm not
dude.
I'm digging. Anyhow.
You're like, I can feel pelvis. God damn. Man,
bone. Oh, not that kind. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Where's Ray Ray's bongos, man?
Yeah, he took them last 2 years ago now.
Has it been that long?
It's almost been a year and a half, yeah.
Wow.
Since we had Ray Ray here.
Stairway to Heaven on the accordion. I remember that.
It was pretty good, too. And then he left it here for a week because, you know, he just didn't want to take it out with him.
It was
when
a bit
out.
More than a week.
Yeah, it was a little bit more than a week. Somehow even babysat his, you know, congas for a while, too. Oh, bongos or whatever. All right.
Congas. We got into a big argument about that.
Yes.
Bongos are the...
Little ones.
Yeah.
Little beatnik things.
Yeah.
I like this article I found, some sort of Canadian fucking site, eh? And what it was is it lists 10 things to do if your internet connection goes down. And I wanted to share this with everybody, because with yours and mine's current career and profession, this is very fucking relevant.
It is true. We do lap dances for Comdex, people.
Jesus. Yeah, Comdex was in town. The sorry said fuckers left as fast as they fucking could.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday
night.
Majority
of flights.
Majority of flights were Comdex leaving town.
Wow.
Ooh. Comdex is dead, folks. I don't really want to go into details as to why I think it's dead, other than...
We've discussed this off-list.
Off-air. It's something else. But I'll tell you what, anybody comes out to CES, any of you come out... Get a hold of us. We're great tour guides.
Yeah, I'd like to do CES.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up, show up.
I know...
see some prawn stars?
Yeah, at Adult X. Got to go to Adult X. We go to CES. Meet Ron Jeremy, your hero.
Fucking A, dude.
You can pose with him, and I'll take a photo and laugh. We'll put it on the wagon if we can get
I got to do the hedgehog pose, man. With a fucking... The gaping mouth with the fucking tongue just wagging in the wind.
All right. Computer geek issues here. Basically,
number 10!
No, we're starting at number 1. It's fucking Canadian. They went backwards.
It's supposed to be fucking Canucks, man.
All right. Number 1 thing to do if your internet connection drops. Panic! An excited, agitated state will give you that heightened sense of awareness and will increase your thought process, allowing you to come up with rational solutions. Panic is just nature's way of putting your body into overdrive. It's a defense mechanism that gives you an edge when dealing with potentially harmful situations, such as a severed arm or the loss of your internet.
Hey.
Panic! First thing to do.
And I'm iffy on that one. Could have been funnier. I don't think that should be number 1.
Oh, it's Canadian. They rode backwards.
They fucking idiots, man, driving the wrong side of the road and shit.
Dude, Canadians don't drive on the wrong side of the road. They go on the metric system, but they don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Dude, they have another country's fucking leader on their own currency.
Yeah, that is pretty stupid. Number 2, find a telephone. If you have access to a telephone line, early computers connected to the internet using a dial-up device along with a hardware device known as a modem. Since this technology is obsolete, it will of course be no use to you. Instead, use your telephone to call your friends to see if their connection is also down, as you will have lost the ability to send an email or an instant message. You can also use the telephone to call 911, an emergency service that will first tell you to calm down, and then will send you out specifically trained technicians to find the source of the internet's failure.
You know what? That was good, except for the modem part. They said dial up, that would have been funny, but modem does not necessarily denote...
No, modem is not a dead technology, modem.
Modulator, demodulator.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what your medium is right there, modem is not restricted specifically to telco lines.
Mm-hmm. Let's not geek out. Next one, use your backup computer. It's always good to have emergency laptop handy in case you need to hurry over to a buddy's place where the net is still up. If there's still no internet at that location... at the very least, you could connect to a small network or a LAN, less than adequate network. Laptops can also be placed on tables at coffee shops while you sit around with a latte, nervously waiting for your connection to be restored.
Much better, much better.
Canadians are getting funny. Number 4, install a game. In emergency situations, installing a single-player computer game can occupy your downtime. While it won't replace the adrenaline rush of intense workload and everything of a multiplayer action... MMPORG.
Yeah.
On the internet, a quick game of SimCity or Flight Simulator may distract you long enough for your connection to return.
Kind of funny, but I'm not really a game. I almost became a gamer when I was going to buy the HP. I was going to get a GTA, but since I'm not a gamer, can't really relate to it.
Well, it's hard being a gamer. I mean, to be honest,
I don't have the time.
You know, it's not necessarily time. It's just I don't have the patience for the games they got. You know?
Nothing. Nothing's a quick challenge anymore. When we grew up in the 80s, man, way back in the day, dude, popping and locking in the local arcade, dude, shit was a quick challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very repetitive.
Very.
Congratulations, you did it once. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And you know what, dude? I don't need a fucking constant quest, okay? I played enough of that shit with, like, fucking the Goonies, dude.
Here's the thing. And I know what you're saying, but, you know, people say that kids these days are all, you know, jumpy and anxious, and they want to, you know, more, fast, you know, everything like that.
Get them weights.
Honestly, it's us, too. Our generation. Just simply because of the simple,
know.
You know, simply because of the fact that we're used to it. You know, we were given Pac-Man, wonga, 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 you know, and we're done with a level, and we move on to the next one. Wonga, wonga, we're done with a level, and we move on to the next one. We're used to that immediate feedback, and we don't get that from a lot of games nowadays. I mean, that's why if I play a game, I throw in the cheat codes and I just start blasting through things just so I can make it to the level.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to think about it. I'm not, you know, I'm sorry. Thinking about it again?
I can give you a good example. In all honesty.
Sports games are something I'll play without cheating.
See, I'm not into sports, though. That's the thing, too. And to be honest with you right there, if I'm going to fucking take the time to sit down in front of a TV that's going to be blasting sports, I don't want to play. I want to watch.
Right.
Okay? It's more fun when you watch.
Watching and playing on a game console can pretty much be the same thing. Playing, in my opinion, playing is a step above just watching because you make the decisions. And one step above that is going your fucking ass outside. Will you quit putting my wrist guard on your wang?
It's not on my wang.
You complained about me itching, and you give me my wrist
guard. That's different. I held the thing right there. I wasn't the one like
I gotta go bleach my fucking wrist.
Dude, you're the one giving your fucking balls a noogie.
I don't give my balls on my thigh. All right, this is degenerating really quick. You know, most of these actually do kind of suck now they reread them for the fourth time. One number nine, go spend some time with your spouse. That was a pretty okay one.
All right.
Communicating with your wife or girlfriend may seem less like a radical suggestion, but the time invested may offer long-term rewards. So, go read. People.
That was too serious. Yeah, you know?
Read. People in pre-internet times used to read books and magazines. Read materials once created in printable format to pass the time.
You know what? That would have been printable format if they replaced that. You know, it used to be distributed on paper.
Yeah, paper. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's like 10 things that you could do.
It was good intention. It had very funny points to it right there.
You just don't like Canadians.
They were just written wrong. That's not true.
You don't like Canadians.
That's not true, actually.
No. You know what? I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
I don't think you like Canadians.
Who's a hot Canadian chick I'd like? Don't say Alanis Morissette. She ain't hot.
I don't
especially
know.
If you've ever seen her in that one video, dude. You know, where she's like...
she's naked?
No. Well, yeah, that too.
It's pretty... Ugh.
What's that one? She's like... she's like running around town. He's like, aye! Like that and shit, dude.
Isn't that most of her songs?
Yeah, I know, but this is different. She got dreads, dude. It's like...
What the fuck? Weird.
And I hate fucking... What's that bitch's name? Ann something, man. Ann Rams? No, not Ann Rams.
Ann Peltier?
No. Leonard Peltier?
I don't know.
Leonard Peltier. No, he tried to escape to Canada and got illegally extradited. Jesus, you're right. I don't like Canadians, do I? I mean, I like the dudes from Strange Brew. They're cool.
Yeah, but you just don't like... Well, you like Michael J. Fox. He's Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian. I'm talking about hot chicks, though. There are funny Canadian entertainers out there.
Okay.
I'm just saying that what hot Canadian chicks are there that just make you go, hey. God, it's like an inadvertent Fonzie, dude. Jesus. Moving on.
That is kind of fucked. Moving on, yeah, actually, I'm deciding to skip the list because I got a lot of lists. It seems like a lot of articles I found had a list attached to them. Like coming up to some stuff, some bad toys or toys that they don't recommend your kids playing with.
Dude.
Some of which have actually made their way into our office.
Yeah, and that water yo-yo.
The water yo-yo of all things.
Yeah. I fucking hit myself in the balls with one of those one day. I was trying to do around the world.
On a water yo-yo. All it is a water, like a little silicon gel water ball.
Imagine this right here.
A breast implant on a bungee cord.
Exactly. It's latex rubber. It's round.
No, I don't think it's latex rubber.
It's fucking rubber.
It's a rubbery, clear rubbery substance.
Clearish, transparent rubber with God knows what kind of fucking Chinese unfiltered water is inside. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was doing the round the world thing and trying to do the whoom, whoom, whoom,
hey.
And I missed and hit myself in the balls.
All right.
What?
Yeah, well, I remember that because we were sitting there on the floor.
Somebody mentioned
we were
Canadian?
Sitting there on the floor. And all of a sudden, whop! Ow! What the hell? And you're hunched over going, fuck, I hit my nuts.
I was hunched over. I almost fucking threw up right then and there.
Well, of course. And that shit happens Vince when you, like, hit your nuts that hard.
Vince is all, fuck, ew.
Flack.
God.
Yeah, because I remember one of them actually ended up flat like a week later, so like people were just ruining it. But it was really weird because you'd have to squeeze it in a certain way to get it to go flat. Otherwise, it'd seal itself up, and it wouldn't
work. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty weird shit. Actually, you know what? Now that I see Kilroy in the chat room, did I tell you about what call I received last Friday?
No.
It was not Friday, excuse me, Saturday. We could go tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. I don't want to hear this.
Okay, well, plug your ears and go la la la. I get a call. It was about, I want to say 2 in the afternoon? Yeah, 2 in the afternoon. I'm sitting at home.
Sure.
Doing some work. And actually, I was playing a video game. Huh. And I get a call, and it's Gilroy.
Really?
Yeah. He was somewhere in New Mexico. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in New Mexico? You know, first, obvious, not hi, hello, how are you, hope you're well. No, what the fuck are you doing in New Mexico? Oh, by the way, I'll be in Vegas by 8. What? Supposedly, and I am telling his story for him, but he calls me up because he was decided to go for a road trip to turn around and then hurry back.
Well, at least did he achieve his goal?
I don't know, because at 8 I had other plans and I was already out for the night. I was going to give him a try, and I do want to apologize. I was going to give you a call if I had the chance to, but didn't. So, I don't know. Will we hear about this on your show, Kilroy? I do have that to ask, because the What I Wish I Didn't Know show is starting to make its long-awaited,
really long-awaited comeback.
Delay? Perhaps.
Yeah. I'll be gone for a few weeks. 30 years later, Rip Van Winkle wakes up and does a show.
Yeah.
No, that's B&M. B&M doesn't do a show for us yet.
Yeah. Yet. Yeah.
You never know.
Who else wants to join?
We're always soliciting time here at Spankwagon.
Or in some cases with you people, it's a bandwagon.
Yeah, no shit. Anyhow, I think we're going to go ahead and cut to our first break before we alienate too much more of the audience. So tell them where they're at.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at?
Ann Murray.
No. Oh, Ann Murray was the person.
That's the fucking bitch I hate. I don't like Ann Murray.
Wow. Scary. Tell them where they're at.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Spankwagon Radio. You know it. You love it. It's Spankwagon.
Wow.
Radio. Man.
That was pretty impressive.
I have to work on it.
If you're to inform her, the name is taking your sons away. I'll fight, 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 fight. So put your blue star in the window. Back to her smile when she'd receive a letter, and the letters, they sounded generally the same. It said they couldn't be home. At least they were together on a mighty fighting battleship somewhere in the South Pacific. The letters never got much more specific. So say goodbye, bye, bye. This is all of them. And don't you cry, cry. Star in the window, in the window. It's not hard to reach back to the day when the war finally came home. Uncle Sam will send you a telegram so he doesn't have to tell you over the phone. I heard she cracked up when they found out what the war had cost. When all five of the boys were lost, they were. Oh, say goodbye, bye, bye, Mrs. Sullivan. To
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I am Trencher, and this is Claude Balls over here.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight? How is your past few week off? How are you? I had a fun time. I've been doing Comdex work. It has been very exciting.
Click. Rewind.
In the news, we have some interesting facts, some dead people, and some stupid stuff.
Hey, anyhow, moving on to the interesting stuff. You know, what the fuck happened yesterday with this whole Michael Jackson thing? Now, I'm not worried about, you know, the
Michael
the whole,
Jackson oh! buggered a cripple kid.
Well, well, they're saying now that the smoking gun actually brought up a bunch of evidence about the kid, like his really poor family. His dad beat the fuck
really?
Out of him. And
dude, I tried going to smoking
mom,
gun yesterday.
Mom and, got arrested. Now they're thinking that maybe this is a plan of extortion.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying what, you know, what others are saying. I'm repeating it. Check it out, though. Anybody who was watching CNN last night got a beautiful view of all the traffic in Las Vegas. The only difference is people were actually jumping out of their cars not to punch their other people on the road, but to actually shake Michael Jackson's fucking hand.
You don't even know that was him.
No, no one knows that's him. As a matter of fact, there was a radio station I'm giving props to. I don't remember who they are, but it was 92.3. I don't remember their call sign.
What are you doing, giving anonymous props?
Yes, anonymous props. They one of the DJs owns a white Cadillac Escalade. Mm-hmm. So they took the station's retard, brain damage, put him under a towel, and they drove him around. Two people in suits wearing, you know, in this Escalade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And brain damage in the back wearing a wearing not a towel, but a blanket over his
over
head.
Over his head.
And drove him around town.
And people fucking thought.
And people were thinking it was Michael Jackson. So much so, they started getting helicopters following him. Here in town. Because anybody who was watching CNN fucking last night, it was Shades of OJ. Yet again, they did this for David Blaine, or not David Blaine.
David Blaine.
What's his name?
David Copperfield.
Beretta Killer. You know, Beretta the guy Killer? The guy who, from Beretta, you
Robert
know.
Robert Blake?
Thank you. Where the fuck did I, anyhow. I don't know. But, you know, they tried following him around, and he just went to the courthouse, and that was it. Yeah. You know, no, nothing. But Michael Jackson, though, drove, like, halfway around Vegas, left from the Henderson Airport, or not the Henderson Airport, but left from the North Las Vegas Airport, flew into California.
Back, when he flew back, he went to the Henderson Airport.
Yes. But
so you were right. One exists.
And one does exist. Flew into Santa Barbara or wherever in L.A. he flew into.
Yeah.
Went to the jail. Now, you and I are watching it on TV, and we were both saying at the same time, when that black Escalade pulled up, I said, no one's in there. That's the dupe.
I don't think anybody's in there.
Because,
what are these other little inconspicuous cars that are following?
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, just a plain black...
Everybody else is like paparazzi.
Yeah. Like, paparazzi was swarming this big black Escalade, right? But they get up, you know, they're all doing the Escalade. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they kind of go to the back of the building. And up pulls this little Dodge.
It wasn't a Dodge.
It was a Dodge.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, the car behind it was a Taurus.
But a black Dodge pulled up, out walks Michael Jackson. No paparazzi, nothing. Just walks straight in.
So remember, folks, when you drive a Dodge, you drive with Michael Jackson.
Hey, wait a minute. No. No. I don't like that touch. I need an adult!
I'll be your child seat. Come back here, I'll strap you on. I mean, in.
Eek. Jackson's cruising around, man, listening to BDF by Gwar. You don't even know what that song is.
You've told me about it.
Okay. We'll see if the chat room catches on to that one.
Anyhow, but no, after he did that, he flew back to fucking Vegas.
To finish his video.
That's pompous.
Now, if anybody wants to know, Michael Jackson is staying, or at least was staying at the Green Valley Ranch.
Green Valley Ranch. A Stations Casino?
Dude, it's like an oversized social club for old people.
It is. It's a Stations Casino. And anybody who's from Vegas or been to Vegas, a Stations Casino is a local fucking casino geared directly to the local market. And Jackson's staying there? What the fuck?
Retard in a towel.
retard in a blanket.
Comp. That. Comp.
Was it Comp?
Okay. The Rock Station.
Yeah, that's it. But he was driving around last night. He literally drove from Henderson, 215, all the way fucking west side of the valley, and then all the way back east to the valley.
Yeah.
Helicopters, and not just... here's the fucked up part. L.A. helicopters came to Vegas to cover it. Instead of doing a sister station feed or, you know, remote, you know, they were purchasing, you know, whatever feed from the local stations. They had L.A. helicopters here flying all around town. And we were standing outside at about, what, it was 7 o'clock last night?
Yeah.
And all you could hear...
It was like fucking Vietnam,
dude. It was horrible, dude. I mean, napalm in the morning, horrible. Fucking helicopters.
I got paparazzi in that tree line. Where's my goddamn napalm? You know?
Oh, it was horrible. But Michael Jackson, though, driving around nice and slow.
Through construction zones, too.
Oh, God. And everybody was fucking hopping out of their goddamn cars to shake the hand of this man.
You know what I would have done? I would have followed that and found out where Jackson was going to be just so my car could have been on TV.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. I can absolutely, without a doubt, see you doing that. But people were just fucking jumping out of
their... Or throw eggs at his car.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But then they also interviewed a bunch of people who were having a little mini vigil, whatever, shitball thing.
Vigil?
Yeah.
A vigil.
Over at the Green Valley Ranch. We still believe in you, Michael. The fuck is wrong with you?
Believe in him. He's an entertainer, not a spiritual leader.
Him and Gary Spivey, I guess they're right up on that level because they were saying, we believe in you, Michael, and you're innocent and all this
boy,
bullshit.
Boy, you said a mouthful there. Michael Jackson's face and Gary Spivey's hair. Picture that scary image.
It would fucking bleach out any picture you take of it. If you used a fucking flash, not only is everybody behind the camera blind, but it's like setting off solar flares. Fuck. Gary Spivey doesn't really have hair. He has an entertainment center on his head.
No, it's a fucking sculpted Brillo pad, bro.
There you go. Sculpted and covered with fake snow.
I still remember his infomercials, too.
God damn.
But we've got to ask the big question, Trench.
Yes, Claude?
Guilty or innocent?
Wow, you know, that's a tough one to call. Considering his past history and some of the stuff he's actually admitted to doing in public.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I'd say so, too, and I have my own theory about
this. I hate saying it. You know, the law says innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
The public opinion and you know, and the public court, so to speak.
Yeah.
You can't Unless, of course, by some miracle, either he figures a way to pay these people off, or he is truly innocent.
He won't be able to pay them off.
No. Well, he's too fucking broke. The only thing is...
Yeah, that's for certain.
The only thing I can say is that, yeah, he's guilty because he's admitted to having sleepovers with kids. Okay, he's 40 fucking 5 years old. And he's having sleepovers with kids? That isn't right. That isn't normal.
I'm 45
fucking years old. You know, now I hear, you know, a lot of the things that I was watching it today, they were saying, you know, with him, with his own kids, he's a great dad. And they explained to me, and I went, oh, duh, when they explained why they always have to wear hoods and masks in public.
Why?
So they don't get photographs taken of them. So that way they don't get publicity hounds hunting them all the time. Okay. I can understand that.
Maybe.
You know what, though? It's plausible enough for me.
Plausible to a degree.
You know, sure, you may be a little crazy.
Plausible to a degree, and let me explain why. If it were... If this were almost damn near any other celebrity with a small child out there, mm-hmm. it would be 110% plausible. Jackson's fucking eccentric... It's not even being eccentric, okay? Fucking Liberace was eccentric. Michael Jackson is just plain fucking strange.
I agree.
Weird, okay?
I agree.
My theory on Jackson is this, though. And what's really funny is I have two-part theory on Jackson. I think one, as a fucking child, he was not allowed to have a childhood.
Right.
Jermaine says, oh, our childhood was fine. That's because Jermaine wasn't the fucking star.
Right.
Jermaine was number fucking, like, 4
mm-hmm.
out of the Jackson 5, okay? You really want to know the fucking truth.
6. Don't forget the sister.
Yeah. That wasn't part of the Jackson 5. Yeah. You're talking the Jackson family. Anyhow. In all honesty, I don't think Jackson really had a chance to have a childhood. So I think what happened is just like when someone goes to college for the first time, they're going to fucking stay up and play video games all the time. I think that's what Michael Jackson did with his money as soon as he's free of his father. But I don't think he really grew out of that. I think Jackson is afraid of growing up right there.
Oh, duh.
I don't think
it's not afraid to grow up. He doesn't know how to.
That's part of it. And also at the same time, he's never had a responsible life.
No.
So that can, to a degree, explain his eccentricness.
Right.
To a degree. How, and also, another thing, too, was, I hate saying this, man, but, you know, it's kind of a rumor going around that Joe Jackson used to beat him,
mm-hmm.
and Joey Jackson used to make fun of his physical appearance, being Negro. Wide nose, things like that, and I've heard that he's called an N-word. That I have not confirmed.
Well, you said something, though, when you saw the mugshot that's been... the mugshot around the world now.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen it. What's the first thing you told me?
Okay, for anybody that's online right now, if you go to smokinggun.com, you can see this. You know, free plug for them, which not too much with their bandwidth restrictions right now. If you look at the Michael Jackson mugshot that was taken yesterday in Santa Barbara...
Looked like a publicity still to
me. Hold on. This is what I want everybody to do. I'm going to say it slow as if you're like listening along, because you are. Take a look at the photo. Imagine that photo where Michael Jackson has darker skin, frizzier kind of hair, and a toothy, ugly smile.
Now, we're going to not say anything else. We're going to give the lag a minute to catch up with all of you guys. Now, think about that. Michael Jackson with frizzier hair.
Darker complexion. And a toothy smile.
Toothy,
all ugly-ass smile.
Yeah. Then tell us who that is.
Right. Now, while we go on, what my thing is why does Michael Jackson sleep with kids, you know?
Why does he have sleepovers?
In a non-sexual way. We're not talking sexual yet, but why would he do it in a non-sexual way? I think that Jackson, and I don't mean get off in a sexual way. I think more like get off in a fucking addiction kind of way. I think Jackson can relive a childhood he never had and live through putting kids to bed. You know, as if he can pretend that that's someone being nice to him. You know what I mean?
In other words, it gives him the power of being the bigger brother, but not yet.
Yeah. Just as fucking some parents want their kids to be what they never were,
mm-hmm.
perhaps he wants other kids to be what he never got a chance to be as well. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now, as far as the sexual stuff goes, my father gave me a good piece of advice once, and it really is true. A stiff prick knows no conscience. Okay? When you're horny, the last thing in your mind is logic.
Right.
He's in bed, he gets these natural fucking urges, mm-hmm. and the kids are there, and I think that he just kind of goes with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, to really tie all this together in a nice bow, to have it be manageable,
mm-hmm.
take a look at it, okay? Michael Jackson is an adult.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson,
45 fucking years old.
Michael Jackson knows the difference between right and wrong, in my mind.
He's supposed to.
He does. Let me explain why. Okay? Michael Jackson knows that it was wrong to fuck over Paul McCartney on the Beatles catalog thing.
Oh, totally.
Michael Jackson is smart enough to know how to make business decisions and be the record producer. Look who he was. Look at the fucking lifestyle he lived and grew up around, you know, as a young a child to young adult.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is, though, that when it comes to anything from financial responsibility all the way up to this shit going on with fucking around with kids,
mm-hmm.
when he does it, I think what he does is he reverts back to this childlike mentality. Of where he's innocent and he uses that to escape responsibility.
So what we're talking here is more of a mental issues to where he does revert. He does have multiple personalities.
Oh no, I wouldn't say multiple personalities because he's not becoming a different person.
Okay.
I just think he's the same person. He just changes his mindset. You know, there are some days where you'd be like, "Fuck it," you know. You know,
right.
Fuck it. Just fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
Right.
Okay? I think what Michael Jackson does is Michael Jackson, he does shit on the impulse. Michael Jackson, when he goes on these shopping sprees, okay, when he does this shit right there, he knows the consequences of that motherfucker cannot afford to go out and start spending $170,000 a month on limousine service.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay? He knows he can't afford to do that. But he goes on his own impulse. Michael Jackson has never been burned to know shit. I know what the dire consequences are. And the problem is, when it comes to accountability, he's always had somebody else there to be accountable for him.
Right. And he can't do it on his own.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the chat room. Okay,
yes.
People, now we're going to give you a little more time because, of course, the lag. But Michael Jackson photo from thesmokinggun.com. His mugshot that's
from
there.
From yesterday.
Darken his complexion.
Frizzle out his hair.
And give him a toothier smile. And you tell us...
A wide, toothy, ugly smile.
Wide, toothy, ugly smile. And give us a couple guesses as to who you think he is.
Almost a forced smile.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to actually... Let's see what we actually have left on the
free clicker here. Liquor pop to the first person that can answer.
Well,
it,
you know, be careful because I've yet to mail Chiz ads out.
Fuck, man,
so
you still
busy.
Haven't sent out the prizes.
No, it's even sitting in there waiting. It's boxed up, and yeah, I'm
man.
A fucking lazy ass.
You're gonna end up making us to be like fucking Michael Jackson, dude.
No, I'm not touching no fucking kids.
No, I mean no responsibility, no accountability.
Well, yeah. No.
You're going to ruin our fucking credibility with the internet.
Let's do a really crappy, stupid news article that's going to make everybody go, "What the fuck?" Sarasota, Florida.
Land of the Reverend Hammer.
A Sarasota County woman said she felt like she was losing her mind when she suffered a stroke and wound up with a British accent.
How in that?
Not weird enough. Well,
she's still herself, right?
Oh, yeah, she's still herself.
She hasn't changed personalities.
Nope. Judy Roberts was doing a crossword puzzle 4 years ago when her right hand went completely numb. She suffered a stroke, which left her paralyzed on the right side and unable to talk. When her speech finally returned, her deep northern accent was gone. Roberts now speaks with a higher-pitched British accent. A University of Central Florida expert says Roberts has an extremely rare disorder called foreign accent syndrome.
Bullshit. I'm not even going to fake that with a cough. Bullshit.
Really? Who the fuck has... Who the... Foreign accent syndrome.
Foreign accent syndrome.
I got my foreign accent syndrome. No.
Crooked.
You're fucking...
Yeah. So, what are they going to do? Okay, hold on. Let me guess. Let me guess here. What they're going to do
is whack her on the head with a frying pan and hope it returns to normal. Sitcom style.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to... Anytime anybody's ever been in a religious psychological fervor and they've spoken in tongues, they've got foreign accent disorder.
Oh, shit. I could see that being a problem. Got all these kind of people down south going to be on Social Security and Medicare for all that shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Think about that. UCF...
Hey, y'all, eyes cripple.
Only 20 cases of foreign accent syndrome have been reported worldwide since 1919.
Because it doesn't exist. You know.
UCF professor Jack Rawls is an expert on speech and language disorders. He's conducted a series of tests on Roberts and says that the syndrome is the only explanation. Roberts says that she's been accused of faking the accent.
That's a given. Hell, I'm accusing her of it right now.
She has become a recluse, and she's even contemplated moving to England until she read about the disorder last spring and contacted experts. So, now she has experts saying, yep, that's the problem. You're not nuts. Give us money.
Yeah, you know what? I want to interview this woman.
That would be interesting.
No, hear me out. Foreign accent disorder. I want to test her on some stuff and see if she really does talk all British-like.
It would be interesting. Yeah. All right, we've given everybody enough time. Does anybody know the answer? Come on, we're waiting for it. You're supposed to type it in. We'll say it, damn it. Okay, we'll say it. Who does that look like to you? What's the first thing you told me when you looked at that mugshot?
Darker complexion.
Frizzy hair.
And a wide, toothy, ugly-ass smile.
Yes.
Almost forced. Looks like Diana Ross.
Yes. Now, I said right away, and this is something we actually were talking about yesterday, the trip is that's what he was always going for.
Yeah.
He's been working on that since the fucking 80s.
Now, you've told me this before, and I'm curious, where did you hear this at? Because I want to look this up myself
now. This is something that was like always, like when he started getting his nose jobs.
Yeah.
You know, when he started getting... Oh, you just broke my chair. When
he started, when
he started getting his nose jobs, that's one of his goals.
Who said this?
You know, it's been so long, and it was always something that we always just kind of made fun of.
No, and I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just like... I don't know. Yeah, it's got my curiosity. I want to research it now.
It's one of those things where I know it's been out there for a long time. And I just remember. It's one of those things I just remember.
I'm real curious now. I want to find out about this. Inquiring minds want to know now.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is tempted to turn himself into Diana Ross, and that photo really shows it. You know, just frizz out the hair a little more.
I still love the fucking Jackson special when he catches on fire. It's like a fucking lynching.
Mm-hmm.
Black man's head catch on fire, and like five big white dudes who are roadies like throw blankets on him, stomp him, and spray him with a fire extinguisher.
Right.
While he screams.
Yeah, well... Maybe they
But yeah, you know what? Once and for all, right there. If you didn't fucking recognize it before, his career is over.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
that's most definitely
without a doubt, it is done with.
That's my only complaint. People are like, this is going to ruin his career, and it's like,
it's already been ruined.
Where the fuck have you been?
It's already been ruined with the last one, and the fact that he can't sell albums. History was a big fucking flop.
Dude,
Michael Jackson is not used to fucking flops.
No. They said like his fucking last album sold 2 million copies.
That's it.
Now, if you're an up-and-coming star, that's pretty good. But if you're Michael Jackson, that's nothing.
I agree.
And to be honest with you right there, I'm sorry. Michael Jackson of today it's like Metallica, dude. It's not the same person anymore, man. I like Metallica's old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Kick ass. You know what? In my opinion... I'm not going to say Michael Jackson sucks. No. I like Thriller. That's a killer fucking album.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest albums of all time. And I will honestly say that. Not just trying to be a fucking parrot or trying to say some fucking hip key phrase.
Right.
I think it really is that good of an album. But, you know what, man? Michael Jackson is just too goddamn freaky. In all honesty, man, Michael Jackson is just somebody I would love to fucking just strap to a fucking chair. Tie his ass up where he can't leave and just ask him straight out, what the fuck is wrong with you? Not hit him, not beat him, not get physically violent.
Other than tying him up.
Confront him. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Fucking weirdo, man.
Well,
you know, maybe we can.
Hey, yeah. Well, we know where he's at, Green Valley Ranch.
We'll do a little reconnaissance, man. You know, jump in the balcony.
Yeah, go get some...
Dude, I saw New Jack City.
Oh, yes, real quick. Traveler just pointed out, take note that he is making this video with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Who's also having his own issues.
Pedophile.
So, well.
He fucked Aaliyah, dude, when she was 14.
There you go.
They got that on tape, dude.
There you go. Yeah. This is this is going to be known as the sodomy and pedophile. And
I love that, too. Michael Jackson was in Las Vegas filming a video with R. Kelly. Michael Jackson has been brought up on molestation charges. Yeah, dude. You know, that's just fucking great, dude.
And
the only thing that could fucking just top that off, okay, is if the son of a bitch hosts a NAMBLA party at Neverland. That's the only way he can top that shit. That's going to be the coup de fucking grace, okay?
All right. What we're going to do right now, folks, because you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio, and we're
only
gonna...
at spankwagon.vftp.net. You're listening in right now.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick
break. We're going to take a quick break right here. Don't you go nowhere. did you want to say something?
I don't think. It's okay. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said something.
A girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said,
blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her in. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester.
It's funny watching you go into convulsions.
Dude, that was like uncomfortable, dude. You played Hot Chocolate when we're talking about pedophilia, dude.
You know,
that fucking made me like, there are a few things like.
Make you cringe like that?
Yeah, that was just, fuck, that's a low for you, dude. That was totally tasteless, dude.
Thank you.
Because all I can picture is, like, fucking Michael Jackson at, like, the fucking kids ward at the hospital.
Nice.
You know?
Hey, real quick, let's head back into a little bit of news stories.
Jesus, man, that's all we are is news radio now.
Obviously. You know, it works for NPR. Truckload of pudding spills on the highway in Hiawatha, Iowa.
Hiawatha?
Yeah, another fucking Iowa story. Parts of Interstate 380 were creamed when a semi-trailer loaded full of pudding went splat! I'm reading copy here. So.
I know.
This dude from Waverly lost control semi. Content shifted. Pudding shifts, folks. It sloshed. It didn't shift. It sloshed. Semi bounced off of 3 or 4 pillars, ripping the trailer open, spilling literally a truckload of pudding on the highway.
What brand was it?
It was probably, I want to say Hunt's, because there's a pudding plant in Waterloo.
I think it's Sabotage.
Really?
I think it's Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
You see, now we're getting out the competitors selling out the pudding, so we must go and wreck the pudding truck. Mm.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, industrial terrorist.
Yeah. See, now they got to renew my contract, and I need to go and sabotage the pudding truck. Mm.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Bill Cosby's on the side of the road with a fucking pudding rock.
Do you want to do celebrity deaths or Mad Props?
Let's do celebrity deaths. Right?
Celebrity deaths. Why don't you take celebrity deaths?
Celebrity deaths of the week.
All right. Grammy-winning composer dies at 55.
Who?
The Grammy-winning, an Oscar-nominated composer who fused hard rock riffs with classical styling. In albums for P Pink Floyd provided the music for Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. Has died at age 55. That's right, Michael Kamen. Like, you fucking people
know. Yeah, like, we fucking know who that is, you know?
He did, he used to, like, do a lot of shit with Buckethead. He did, like, the stuff for Last Action Hero. Pretty good guy. He did a lot of Lethal Weapon stuff right there. He's actually pretty good, because he doesn't just do tone music right there. He would throw in, like, a lot of really weird instruments and stuff.
Okay.
Perfect example. And you're a filmophile.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon 2. When Riggs gets stabbed with the knife thrown at him right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear they got like the xylophone in the background, you know, doing the weird stuff. You know, it's like, ah, bone! You hear that shit like gets on your nerves. He's a pretty good composer. Okay. But yeah, Kamen collapsed in his London home Tuesday after an apparent heart attack. God damn. 55. That's young to die.
Very young. Of a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he ate pudding.
Oh! Fuck.
Sorry.
You see the goddamn game, Michael Kamen, man. You're going to make the theme song for the Hunch, man. We can't have that. I need to tell the pudding pop. Kill the white man.
Hey, dude, Michael, no, fucking Bill Cosby's racist, dude. Everybody knows that. Actually, no, everybody doesn't, but I found that out. He didn't like white people.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. MTV Music Awards.
Okay.
Aerosmith song, Dream On.
Yes.
You know where they did the live with the orchestra?
Mm-hmm.
He was a conductor.
Ah, okay.
Okay, because I saw Aerosmith, and I'm like, it's exactly who it is.
Okay, and we have another celebrity death. This one's definitely a B-list, mm-hmm. or maybe even an X-list.
Sunders, Mary Worth, comic strip writer, dies. Whoa! Wow, I'll be damned.
Someone did.
John P. Saunders. Yeah, it was always weird. It's a dude drawing a comic about a woman's life. I never got that. And the comic was weird. Yeah. He'd been drawing Mary Worth for 24 years, taking it over from his father, bringing in new characters. Died at age 79. I never liked Mary Worth.
No, I never did either. It wasn't really a comic as much
as
it was a three-panel soap opera.
Get into it, man! No. Jesus! You know, continued next week. And I even, like, fucking read it for years. Saunders died Saturday in the hospital with complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Cough, asshole. Get it out. God. After 33 writing... Ellerson... Yeah, whatever. Anyhow. So, he's dead.
Very interesting. I just got something from Kilroy.
What?
Well,
I got one more celebrity death. Actually.
Oh, you do. Yes,
yeah.
You do.
I forget the guy's name. I really do.
Big time celebrity.
Actually, kind of B plus list.
Okay, B plus list.
B plus A minus. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I tried describing him to you, and you just totally zoned on me. Do you? I'm gonna talk to the fucking audience, not you. Anyhow, if anybody remembers the show Sequest DSV, he played the character Lucas. And if you remember the movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield, where it's like he has to coach a girl's soccer team, so he gets the kid to play drag on the girl's team, like the boy.
Oh!
Yeah.
He was like only 30.
He was 28.
He was our age.
Suicide.
What?
Suicide.
No shit.
No shit. Suicide.
Career?
No. He's had steady work, and he's been building himself up. I think it's pretty good because you kind of knew him from the Child Star thing. My opinion right there, I think he got fucked over because of Sequest. I liked Sequest DSV.
I thought it was dumb Star Trek wannabe.
You could kind of look at it that way. I agree. But Sequest did a lot more interesting, cool stuff. Because it wasn't just space, you know,
mm-hmm.
and other shit right there. You had real fucking characters and stuff. More realistic than Star Trek, okay? And they had the above land stuff. I actually got into Sequest DSV. I thought it was a great show.
Okay.
Until the second season.
Oh.
Sequest was basically, if anybody wants to know, it's kind of Star Trek underwater. Yeah.
Yeah.
The real estate is fucked up above on land, so everybody starts colonizing the ocean underwater.
Okay.
Okay. So they harvest seaweed and shit. They live in underwater communes, and electricity is generated underwater. Because of tidal currents and mm-hmm. stuff right there, they put up like fans,
mm-hmm.
but turbines that catch the current.
Okay,
and it was really well thought out. It really was. So we get this cool story, right. Then the final episode of season one, they're kidnapped by aliens.
Couldn't get out of that Star Trek mold.
Then their underwater ship Which was interesting because it's cool. Underwater ship, right? Right. Outer hull of it's all organic and stuff.
Okay.
So it produces human waste and can filter oxygen stuff. It was interesting kind of, you know, bio cybernetic kind of coolness. They go, the entire underwater ship gets sucked into space and retransported a year later in the middle of a field in Idaho. Made no sense. And the crew members suddenly wake up randomly all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did they explain it?
Yeah, but it, I lost interest at that point.
It
sucks. I could rant more about Dragnet, to be honest with you. They're canceled that. I'm pissed.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That kicked ass. Ed O'Neill fucking rules. Married with Children, fuck that shit. Ed O'Neill, Popeye Doyle, Dragnet, kick ass.
You know, that's his thing, though. He's a dramatic, you know, he's a
dramatic actor.
Dramatic actor.
But yeah, Lucas from Sequest, fucking dead, suicide, 28 years old.
Well, there's your spank.
I actually had a celebrity run-in with him.
Really?
Yeah, almost knocked him down in the comic book shop.
Whoops. That ain't good. That's why he killed
himself. Yeah, Claude Ball's fucking... I was like, oh, sorry, dude. And then it was like a famous guy right there. And he had an entourage.
I'm sorry, Airwolf is letting you know it wasn't Idaho, it was Iowa.
Was it Iowa?
Fuck you for making that mistake.
Actually, you know, I thought it was Iowa, but I didn't want to fucking like go back and, you know, tie Iowa into everything.
Instead, you make the classic mistake, Idaho. Bettendorf, Jesus, Airwolf, what'd you do? Watch it last night? It landed in Bettendorf, Iowa.
Actually, he's right. There was a cornfield nearby. It makes no fucking sense. It still sucks.
Still,
how to? Yeah.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give our plug for maybe hopefully more dead people next week.
Dead celebrity of the week.
All right, what we're going to do real quick is I've got to do an upload and a switch around.
I want to move my mad props.
We'll do mad props here in a minute. Stick around. I got some from Kilroy, but it's going to be a painful thing to listen to, not because of Kilroy, but because of my editing. Because I'm throwing it up on the fly. The audio will not be perfect.
Hey, dude, we're playing Bob Dylan right now.
Yeah, we are. Why don't we finish
up? Hey, how does it
we
feel?
Well, I'm not going to do
like
that.
Like Spank Wagon Radio.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to clip into a Kilroy intro. Not even really a Kilroy intro, just his commercial. Yeah. And I'm going to clip into a song once we're fully ready, once I got the audio somewhat adjusted.
That's pretty cool.
Won't be cool, though. Won't be pretty, but it's going to be on the fly. So you're listening to?
Spank Wagon.
Only at?
That's how I used to be. Spankwagon.bftp.net.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Didn't want to step on your toes.
Oh, God damn it.
Compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Juggles and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel? Hand me on your own, no direction.
got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Listen to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show with your host, Kilroy McFadden, Wednesday nights at midnight, only here at spankwagon.bftp.net.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old bandit run.
This is the story of our trip to Vegas. I've got Cootie, we're here with me. Say hello, Cootie.
Hello, Cootie.
We had started off on Tuesday talking about...
Well, actually, it started out a few weeks before when we decided we were going to have a road trip. And Kilroy wanted to go to Memphis, and I thought, that's too far. So we rethought it and decided we would go to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Why did we want to go to Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, we have a friend there. He's actually the person responsible for us meeting that we haven't seen in a couple of years. So
his name's Shane.
Yeah, we're going to stalk Shane.
So the Friday night is rolling around that we're getting ready to leave for the weekend. I think I'm going to need you to talk closer into the microphone.
Okay.
That that we're going getting ready to go see, and we're both having the same thought without telling each other. Lincoln, Nebraska is not much of a road trip.
Yeah, not very far away.
And if we don't find him, then we're stuck in Lincoln, Nebraska. Christ. So, actually, we decided to go see the meteor crater in Arizona. And then maybe swing by the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're on our way out there. We're in about, what, Kansas City? Maybe Emporia, Kansas?
Yeah. Well, you forget that we started, like, at 9 o'clock at night.
Well, yeah, we started at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we get to Emporia, Kansas, and it's like, you know, Las Vegas is only like 6 to 8 hours away from the crater.
Yeah, and I wanted to be back Sunday night about midnight. So part of the thought was, well, we'll drive, we'll figure out how much time it takes, how much time we have, divide it by half. At that point, we're turning around and coming home. I know that was well said, yeah.
She had never seen the Strip in... She hasn't seen the Strip in 18 years.
Yeah.
So I was all excited to show her some new stuff there, too. So that was basically what happened. We weren't coming out to see you, Trench, but it would have been nice if we could have got to, but it was no big heartbreak because, really, we were just on one of my psycho road trips. She was just being dragged along on one, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Well, no, now we got there.
Well, yeah, we got... Oh, yes, and we did get there.
Yeah.
We didn't get there in time to see the pirate show, but I showed her, like she really liked the fountains.
Oh, I love the fountains.
Oh, but we're being boring. Hey, yeah. I'm going to turn the show back over to you.
We spent, like, 3 hours there and came home. That's the other good part of the story.
It was 5 hours we got to stay.
Oh, okay, all right.
We got to stay there for 5 hours. Okay. We had ice cream. We saw the extremely tall people at the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Okay, bye.
Listen to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show with your host, Kilroy McFadden, Wednesday nights at midnight, only here at spankwagon.bftb.net.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be.
So how can someone never see the Strip but haven't seen it in 18 years? Where does 18 years and never really come together at?
You're 17 and reincarnated.
What if you're reincarnated into a toaster?
I don't know. I wonder about that. Like Ghost in the Machine, like?
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be reincarnating. It'd be just haunting.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I hope I haven't totally fucked my gain up, but... We did play it. We were expecting more of a play-by-play there, Kilroy.
Yeah.
But thank you for the story, and thank you to your friend, because we were really bad with names. Cootie?
Tootie.
Holla, Rudy?
I think the guy did it.
No.
Tootie.
Anyhow, I think it's time for...
Mad Props.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello. It's time for
Mad
Props. All right, let's give a big mad props to Airwolf.
Mad props.
He may be sleeping, but he's still listening. BNM.
Wake the fuck up so you can get some mad props.
Tuning in every week and getting screwed out of his own clicker liquor pop. Chizad.
Checks in the mail. Mad props!
Let's say hello to the man who was out here in Vegas for 5 hours. By the way, there is no more pirate show. Kilroy!
Mad props.
He says his name is Smoothie. I hope he doesn't shave his legs. Smoothie!
I was saying more like a chunky come up and mad props.
Ah! I don't know who they are, but they're a fan nonetheless.
Spank fan. 452.
Well, mad props, whoever you are.
He's always online Friday nights, and I always tell him to listen, but this is the first time he figured it out. The Traveler.
Mad props.
I'll tell you later. He told me he was going to be back for the end of the show. This is guys a mad props ho. Toe!
I could eat some bay by the hay. I just may. Mad props.
What the fuck is wrong? I don't know. It's just how it worked out.
What a time for you to bust out with some lyrical skills.
I really had no intention at all of doing that. That's why I did continue on through the name. I just kind of said, fuck, I'll just have to say the name.
Would you like me to hold on? Can we put this on hold if you like. We can go on a break. And while we're on break, you can download like a fucking nice sound effect file of a fucking record scratcher. Or maybe we can save for next week and I'll buy like a rap keyboard off eBay for you.
As long as it has a good demo mode. Let's say hello to the man who provides it all. And got me hooked on Macintosh, hence he is your overlord too. Virtual One!
Nobody. Just mad props!
That's mad props. I honestly.
Mad props for somebody else?
No, let's see. Airwolf, BNM, Chizak, Kilroy, Smoothie, Spank Fan, Traveler, Tone, Virtual One.
Where's Rev?
Rev's working!
At what? Thought they wouldn't promote him.
I don't know.
Thought he was gonna quit.
I don't know. I have no clue. I haven't heard from him, and nothing's been posted on the message boards.
Wow. Who missed his shows?
Although I will say that someone brought up a potential problem with message boards. If you're having a problem with downloading
the
archive, send us an email. Do the message boards. That's what they're there for.
I am claudeballs@hotmail.com.
And, of course, spankwagonmail@cox.net is the overall site.
Overlord
email.
Roar.
We were talking about cell phones last week.
Cellular telephones,
and we were talking about, you know, because, like, yours rings during our show every once in a while and stuff like that. And, well, how would you like to be at a funeral? and the cell phone inside of the coffin starts to ring. Yeah. And it's the dude's cell phone. Yeah, it happened, though, in Antwerp, Belgium. Antwerp. It's a fucked up. Twerp.
No, all I can think of is, what's that fucking guy from The Tick with, like, the fucking four-looking motherfucker playing the violin?
I don't remember. Don't remember at all.
It was the superhero exchange program. The Tick went to Antwerp, and Arthur stayed in the city. And he got, like... Yeah. It's fun. All day we fight crime, and they go hang out in the disco. Neat. You know, it's like...
Yeah, Toe's asking a question. Who the hell is Poxy? Someone named Poxy kind of showed up and left. We don't know, but hey, they found us. Hopefully they're listening to us.
Did you get an IP address, Toe?
And did anybody get an IP address? I suppose I could get an IP address, too, but you know what? I'm lazy.
Reminds me of a joke, dude.
Someone said Rev may have gone back to Walmart. Who knows? That's chat room. And by the way, guys, if you are listening out there, because we know you are, if you're an Ars Anime, if you're not listening to chat, the chat on Spankwagon, the Java chat, it's working.
It works.
It works really well.
It works.
It's a little slow because of ident, but it's working. Use it. Yeah, basically, though, this dude was 32 years old, killed when his motorcycle collided with a tractor near his home. He was so badly mutilated in the accident that the undertakers advised his family that the coffin should remain closed. As they said, their last farewells. The family gathered for a private remembrance service in, you know, and they were horrified, though, because during the service, the cell phone began, this dude's cell phone rang while the service was going on. Basically, though, the family are now trying to press charges against the undertakers for negligence in their preparation of the guy's body.
Fucking classic.
You know, I can sort of see it, but I can sort of, I don't know, sort of not see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's like... Dearly beloved, we are gathered.
It's
here
a wedding.
Today
and... Yeah, that's true. That would throw you off.
He was a kind man.
Well loved by others.
Yes. Okay.
Well, you sure? You sure know though that that won't happen at an Amish funeral.
Who knows? Maybe Amish have cell phones. You know, the cans rattle. Like
it's ringing. They have, like, cords that they just have hanging, and they plug it into each of the cords.
He was a kind man.
Does that vibrate?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Save the joke. Save the joke at all costs.
I don't want to be repetitive.
Las Vegas casino accident. Turn this shit off. Las Vegas casino. Las Vegas casino accidentally wired $1.4 million to a man in Palo Alto, California.
Oops.
Basically, what happened was... Now, here's the funny thing. The guy kept it. $1.4 million accidentally transferred into his bank account from...
Technically, if you don't... If, actually, we've had this discussion before. There was something similar happened here in town, but continue the story first.
Well, what happened was is it's the Sands Corporation. In other words, the Venetian.
Yes.
Really confused me because when I kept reading the article, they kept saying Sands. I'm like, but it's not 1994. They've been gone for a while. But no, what happened the Sands Corporation, the Sands Hotel has, but Sands Corp owned by Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah, but the Sands was blown up back in 97, not 94.
I thought it was 94.
No.
Which was blown up in 94?
It was either the Dunes.
The Dunes.
I'm trying to think of 92 or 94 was the Landmark. Which everybody knows what the Landmark is if they've seen Mars Attacks.
Right.
Anyhow.
What happens, though, is they're suing this guy now because he's keeping the $1.4 million. And he has absolutely no plans to return it. So they're having to sue him for the money back.
I don't see it. My mom knows a lot about banking regulations. I will have to get some stuff from her on this, because I've actually had this debate before, and she says there's a legal loophole where it can work one of two ways. You can either keep it, but technically you're not supposed to. It's really interesting. It's like what can actually happen is if he's withdrawn the money and they can't get it back, they're fucked. Mm-hmm. Until it hits another bank account, and then they can do a seizure of it.
Now,
they
here's a little bit more detail. Back. Here's a little bit more detail. What happened was is they've already wired him some $1.4 million into one of his business accounts. He's a businessman with them.
Yeah.
But they accidentally wired another $1.4 million to him. And the guy, of course, is making a Monopoly comparison. He's saying that this is sort of like, you know, in the Monopoly game, bank error in your favor, but instead of collecting $200, it's more like $1
million. Yeah.
So it's really, you know, what would you guys do?
What the? You have to ask that shit?
Yes. If you were going to get sued, How much fight would you put up to, you know, keep your money? How much fight would you keep it? Would you fight for the whole money? How much of that money would you spend to pay off lawyer fees to keep the money?
Well, it depends.
And you get fucked if you do. But
there may be some FTC regulations where you'd have to give it back. One thing is for certain: if they could, they would definitely fucking reverse the wire transfer on that. Once they got it back, then what's he going to do? I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm like assuming you already know about this, but you know, you're picturing your mind. Basically, what it is, it's like they could get the money back if they just did error and the other bank was willing to cooperate to give it back. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing the guy could do then, because what's he going to do, sue for a bank error?
Right.
No, it's just a simple ledger thing, to a degree. But since he's not getting it back, that means that his bank is not cooperating with the Sams.
That's true.
That's like fucking wow. That's
Citibank, to be exact.
Really? Because Citibank's big in Las Vegas, too.
Huge.
They have a lot of their call centers and data processing centers up in the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
But a similar incident occurred a couple of years ago, actually a few years ago, back in 99, 2000. It was 2000, mid to late 2000. Nevada State Bank almost went bankrupt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Gentleman came in, a tourist, mm-hmm. from Italy.
Okay.
Had some bank winnings he wanted to transfer back,
okay.
to his account in Italy.
Fair enough.
Wanted to wire back. $60,000.
Nothing big.
No. They put the decimal point in the wrong place.
Whoopsie!
And tried sending back $60 million.
Oh, shit.
Well, what happens is before a bank transfer goes, it has to go through several steps.
Mm-hmm.
The bank and blah, blah, blah here, blah, blah, blah there. And then especially when it goes out of country, the FTC. It's either FTC or it was the FDIC. For some reason, I want to say the FTC, but even though the FDIC is more likely. Right. Anyhow, what ended up happening was they called up the bank manager in the middle of the night and said, listen, you've got a transfer here for $60 million, and the only reason we haven't sent it through yet is because if we do, you're bankrupt, and we're going to have to fucking seize your assets. You better take a second look at this.
Mm.
If it had been just below the amount right there, they would have passed it, and this guy would have been millions of dollars richer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely wow. You know, because that shit can happen, decimal points. I mean, I am not lucky enough to have had it happen to me. And my bank account gets screwed up, but I know some people that have had money taken out of their bank account inadvertently and shit like that. moving on, by the way, if you're ever invited to a Russian vodka drinking contest,
yes.
lose, or you will die.
Really?
Guy drank quite literally 3 bottles of vodka in less than 15 minutes, was pronounced dead 20 minutes later. All the runners-up were pretty much hospitalized within the next 24 to 48 hours.
In Soviet Russia, vodka drink you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And, of course, the prize for winning the contest was the guy got, I want to say, 2 gallons of free vodka.
Wow. Un pak chui.
Pak chui, no. Let's actually move on to something you and I are both pretty, I don't know, I've changed over the past few years about my fast food eating habits. I'm picky, but I'm not too picky because I can't eat at like, place like McDonald's anymore, but I'll eat at fucking Greasy Spoons next door. Really, really, really hypocritical in that respect.
Well, to a degree. For some reason, I'm going to be agreeing with you. If I have a from the gas station next door, I'll eat there on occasion.
Yeah, they have a Greasy Spoon, and it's actually decent.
It's decent. I fart if I eat at McDonald's versus the other place.
Well, you puke whenever you eat a McGriddle. I mean, that's been known for the show for quite a while, but you just can't eat McGriddles.
I've only had McGriddles once in my entire life.
Here's
I think part of them are still in your rocks outside.
No, I raked those things out. Here's something very interesting, though. They
what
did a survey of different fast food restaurants, 100 of each.
100.
And what they did is they did health inspection surveys.
Now, are we saying that they inspected 100 restaurants varying in company name, or did they pick several company names and interview and investigate 100 of each?
I have about 10 of them here, and I'll go through, and they did 100 of each.
Okay.
So, like, number 10 here is Taco Bell, and they did 100 Taco Bells, and they came up with some of the violations.
All right. That's what we want to clarify for the listeners at home.
Basically, a lot of it was, you know, food, taking care of food. It's like bare hands, you know, the ready-to-eat stuff, not the pre-prepared stuff.
Yeah.
not, you know, having unwashed hands, undercooked meat, improper food handling, improper food storage, sick employees, other, you know, hazards that the food, you know, the people, inspectors, everything like that.
Yeah.
Search for. Number 10, Taco Bell. The 100 Taco Bells that were sampled had the fewest critical violations, 91 of them, making it the best performer in our survey, but it was not without problems.
Wow, Taco Bell is a clean place to eat.
Fairly clean. Recurring violations include dirty food preparation counters and rodent droppings.
Mm.
So, you know, the rats, like, you'll care to Taco Bell, it's, you know, the rats are saying it. That's why they got rid of the chihuahua.
Yeah, the fucking rats ate the chihuahua.
Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Out of 100 Kentucky Fried Chickens, or, excuse me, politically correct, KFC.
It's not politically correct. It's just a logo.
True. The KFC's sampled a total of 157 violations.
Jeez, that's an increase.
Yeah, really. Two-thirds of the finger-looking-good restaurants had at least one critical violation. Salmonella was the big one.
Jesus Christ!
They had a case of salmonella. They also had another case where a kid was sick there, but did not go into more detail than the salmonella at one KFC. Now, they don't tell you where. Don't tell you where, but they do tell you that it did happen. Subway, 100 of them they looked at, total of 160 violations.
Wow.
Reoccurring a problem at the Subway chain was improper food holding temperatures.
More than likely for mayonnaise.
I was just going to say the same thing. I don't know if we covered this on the show last week or 2 weeks ago.
We
were at a Subway.
We had that rant, yeah. I don't know if we did cover it or not.
We may have. If not, we'll cover it again.
Yeah,
We're going long tonight.
Go ahead.
What happened was we were out doing some shopping around town. I think it was the car parts shopping.
We were going for car parts for your new
for
baby.
For my duster. Mm-hmm. And
we stopped by a Subway inside of Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Yes.
Because we both wanted something kind of light to eat, not greasy.
Yeah, Subway was perfect. So we stopped at a Subway. We're in line behind this older gentleman. The older gentleman gets a sandwich and says, could you heat this up for me?
Yeah.
And they said, no. And he goes, why not? Because it has mayonnaise. Oh, well, can you nuke it for me? No. Why not? It has mayonnaise.
Now, what happens is, well, the guy explains it's a health food violation. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, can you microwave it? And the guy goes, no, I can't. He asks him if he can
put
stick
it in
the
oven.
The guy says, no, it can't have anything to do with heat.
And at that point, I finally just kind of turned around and looked at the guy and I said, look, mayonnaise can't get to a certain temperature.
Yeah, now for Trench to actually, he was hungry. That was his motivational reason for actually busting off
it
the
wall.
It
will kill you. Trip. That's all I said. I looked at him and said, it will kill you.
Ah.
Oh. You can't. No.
No.
So he moves off, gets a sandwich, moves off. The whole time, though, we're now starting to bust up the clerk.
We're snickering,
the clerk counter, every time he tried to say no to the guy, he'd look at him real quick and then look back at us, try to keep from laughing.
Yeah.
But Bubba, we were starting to laugh.
Yeah. But when I heard the you can't microwave it, can you put it in the oven comment, I just fucking straight out smacked my forehead.
Yeah, like crack. You could just hear this thing above the din of the casino noise.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my god, you idiot. But then after the guy left the counter, we're like, so can you heat that up?
Can you heat that up?
Can you heat that up?
I want some hot mayonnaise.
So the clerk finally just kind of gave us our food, got us out of there. Subway. So temperature based stuff.
Yeah.
Number six.
Wow.
This is one scary because this is going to give people reinforcements. Jack in the Box. They tested 100 Jack in the Box restaurants, total of 164 critical violations. There was one particular problem where in Ventura, California, people were complaining about a foodborne illness. So, and Jack in the Boxes have to be absolutely 100% careful because Jack in the Boxes, of course, as everyone knows, kills people years ago. Years ago.
Early 90s or was it late 80s?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, there was actually a little boy who died from... what the fuck is that? Wasn't salmonella.
E. coli.
Yes, E. coli. When you don't wipe your hands and you wipe your ass properly and you get shit on your hands and don't wash it off right there, E. coli will naturally be in your body,
yeah,
but in your digestive tract where it's separated from the rest of it, okay? So, yeah, that's basically...
Huge difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, E. coli. Dairy Queen, 184 critical violations. One Dairy Queen, and then I'm starting to give them cities again here, but in Hampton, Virginia... they rang up critical violations last summer for grime, debris, and inaccurate thermometers. So, dairy products gone hot.
I would be kind of borderline inaccurate thermometer. They don't say that the dairy products were actually hot, but it could have been they were above a certain temperature. May not have been melted to be totally noticeable. They were just so a thought soft serve. But that's faulty equipment right there. Somebody should have checked that. Yeah, but I'm
Yeah, but it's still critical because it is a dairy product.
Grime? Still, oh, hell yes. Yeah. I've been into the fucking DQ over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little, you know, we have a restaurant. You know, one little, you know, oven. With
it wasn't even
a bear.
It was like a convection oven, but anyhow.
Yeah. Anyhow, what, please continue.
Hardee's, for those of us from the Midwest, actually known as Carl's Jr. here, but I don't think they blended the two. Inspector cited mostly for 206 critical violations.
What the Shazad, what the fuck are you selling, dude? Ricola? E. coli! Anyhow, continue with Hardee's.
Hardee's listed total 206 critical violations. Inspector cited the presence of insects and rodents.
Ooh.
And I will tell you this, though. Flies.
Crunchy fries.
You're in the fucking Midwest, though. Flies are horrible certain times of the year.
That's why they have bug lights.
Yeah. Those blue lights. They're not decorative, folks. Even when you go to the fancy restaurants and you see those blue lights, it's like, ah, dude.
Wow, blue sconces. No, it's a bug light.
Yeah, really.
I remember that, dude.
You were saying blue sconces.
No, we saw them. I'm like, dude, look, they're trying to make it into a sconce, dude. We were in that fucking Chinese restaurant in Virginia, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And they had that shit up there. It was all triangular, and it had, like, the little fancy fucking design on top with this fucking radioactive blue light sticking out, dude.
And you were like...
Like, oh, my God, dude. Decorative fucking bug lights.
Yeah.
That's killer. Anyhow.
Wendy's. 206 critical violations for Wendy's.
Wendy's, I can fucking believe.
Wendy's always is weird, though, for me. I mean, you
Wendy's
go in there,
never fucking cooks.
Wendy's is old. I mean, you go into any Wendy's, they're all old buildings. No newer buildings.
My God, you're right.
You think about
it. No, I know one new Wendy's. And unfortunately, I can only name one.
Okay.
Craig Road and Martin Luther King.
It's probably the only one in here in the town because everything else is old. An old-style architecture, old-style carpeting, wall fixtures,
You're
everything.
Right, dude. New Wendy's never get built. They just simply mothball old ones.
Yes.
And damn, I never thought of that.
The only other thing other than Wendy's, the only other thing here in Vegas at least, not in other parts of the country, but Arby's. Arby's is another one that they mothball.
Same place as Wendy's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Arby's in the same parking lot, ironically enough. But you're damn right.
But Arby's also
I never thought of that. Huh. Food for thought.
Food for thought. But you know what? I like eating them both. Silly me. I'm going to die. Inspectors, though, in one particular place, Mesa, Arizona, noticed several problems with food holding temperatures, mice droppings on the shelves, bare hand food contact, and one foodborne illness complaint.
Oof.
And right above that, speak of the devil, it's Arby's!
Wow.
Yeah, 210 critical violations.
Jesus Christ!
The roast beef specialist had reoccurring violations for improper hand washing and employees handling ready-to-eat foods with their bare hands.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I used to work with a guy who said he worked at Arby's, and that's how he gained weight, because they could eat all they wanted for free.
Yeah.
So he'd say they'd just slice off meat and just fucking gobble it up in the back as they were working.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
I'm not excusing that, but yeah. Given the mentality of Arby's employees, yes.
So I don't know. The chat rooms tell me there's new ones here. New ones. Arby's or Wendy's. Just out of curiosity. And the number one big problem? Ready for this?
Go ahead.
Burger King!
Yeah. I used to work at a Burger King.
Really?
And this really gets me, because I know Burger King's procedures. The only problem I could ever see with Burger King, to be honest with you, is the fucking breakfast shift. If you want to know the honest to God's truth. But please, continue.
Sure. 241 total violations between 100 restaurants. Critical violations. Health inspectors cited one Burger King for 14 separate critical violations. Employees not washing their hands. Uncovered food in the fridge. Grime and debris found in the ice chute. And on the drink machine at the drive-thru window. We observed one employee scooping ice into a cup with his bare hands.
Must have been a ghetto Burger King.
Scooping the fucking ice into the cup with bare fucking hands. Yet again, folks, another good reason don't get ice in your soda. You hear it here first. And those of you who know me... No, I always order ice when I can without,
and
or
he
order
will,
soda without ice, and I will bitch a fit.
He will fucking not shut the hell up if it comes that way.
If it has fucking...
If it comes with fucking ice in it right there, it's over.
It's over. I'm pissed. You know, and I have my reasons.
McDonald's is not on that list.
McDonald's wasn't on that list.
You know what's really interesting
about... Let me double check because I may have actually overlooked it. Number nine, yes, I'm sorry. Basically, trained certified food handlers... That was their big deal.
Well, you know what's really interesting, though, about Burger King? The uncovered food right there, I know exactly what that is, dude. That's the breakfast section.
Really?
I can tell you for a dead on fact how I know, dude.
Tell us.
Basically, what they do is the only food that's uncovered is going to be when they put the mayonnaise in the tray. And they do that shit as they go. It's sealed in like a fucking bag in the back, and they'll squirt the shit in the tray, mix it up to keep it fresh, okay?
Okay.
All right. Breakfast and everything else, the meat patties are frozen all the time.
Right.
They take out frozen meat patties, throw them on a conveyor belt, and send them through the charbroiler.
Okay.
Buns right there get sent through the bottom portion where it's just got the fucking convection in the heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Everything else right there, pickles and stuff, are fucking sealed until they open them.
Okay.
Breakfast, though, man. I used to work at a fucking Burger King right there, and the breakfast when they make the croissant sandwiches and shit, they use that liquid egg shit, you know, that they pour out and then scramble and fry. I was in the fucking cooler one time and went up and, like, shook a bottle out of that stuff right there out of frustration, mm-hmm. and it was open.
Ooh.
Slung egg everywhere.
Yee.
And they would actually keep the trays of egg and shit in there, like, open. Otherwise, everything else was, like lettuce and shit like that, constantly would, like, be pre-bagged and stuff and always in the fridge.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's always the fucking breakfast menu. Breakfast always kind of worries me.
Makes kind of sense. Makes good sense, though. All right, folks. You know what? We're going to go ahead and start wrapping up the show.
Cool. I'm still surprised by that, though.
Really?
Well, see, most of the Arby's I could definitely understand. Subway, yeah, I can understand that. It's just the other places that really caught me off guard, and the reason is they're typically they're not restaurants. There's nothing culinary about them. They're just fucking like stamping mills for food.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like, you know? That's why it kind of takes me off guard.
They're food assembly lines. But
yeah.
You know what? It's still somewhere like the grime and stuff. You know, it still occurs. Something spills once, and they don't quite clean it up right. Or, mm-hmm. as we know with ice, you know, sometimes it can melt, frost, and gather, and collect
yeah.
dust and debris and hair follicle. I mean, I'm not trying to gross people
out. Oh, I know. But no, you're
That's
telling
just the truth. That's how it is. I do know that, you know, look at the fuck. Open your fucking fridge. Unless you're an absolute anal retentive motherfucker, your fridge is going to have crud around the magnetic strip.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
seals
yeah.
it shut. The only reason I know is because I'm an anal retentive motherfucker, and I clean that shit as frequently as I can.
God.
So, you know, look at it. It's there, you know, and you can't help it. You didn't put the crud on the where it is. It happens, and you just got to be, you know, very careful and clean it.
Yeah.
So, well, that's this week. More lists galore and everything.
Oh, yes. But basically, yeah.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping up the show. This time we mean it.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. You
Hold on.
Tell stuff, huh?
No, yep, I'm pretty sure.
We missed some topics. I don't know.
Yep.
It was Michael Jackson.
Caught it.
Sullivan.
Yep.
Man props.
Yes. Does. Yeah.
Just feels like something's missing.
I don't know. You were for a while.
Yeah, I know.
But you're here now.
It seems like there was something we're supposed to cover. I don't know what it was. The track thing, no, that's old news. That's more like funny for us because it's too old for there. I don't know. Huh? I just feel like something's missing.
Hey, if we miss it, we'll get to next week.
We'll have to. All right.
Real quick, let me just kind of start doling out the, I guess you could call these the end credits nowadays.
Doling out
the end credits.
Fucking
by the way,
mighty,
everybody
you?
Who's out there listening, Kilroy has another What I Wish I Didn't Know show. Him and I don't know when it's going to be played, but we're going to put an update on the actual site, spankwagon.vftp.net.
Be there or be square.
You know, check square. It out, because I will tell everybody when Kilroy's next show is.
Yeah.
Absolutely without a doubt.
You have to listen.
You must listen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I will personally send McDonald's coupons to your door, or Burger King coupons to your door, so you can eat
shit, I'm not listening
hand
now.
Scooped ice.
Yay!
I want to say thank you to Virtual One. Of course, the man who provides the site.
Who does that?
Virtual One.
Sure.
VFTP. VFTP.net, Virtual One. Because those rat fucking bastards who own SpankWagon.com renewed for another year. Those cockwads.
I fucking told you to put that shit on reservation.
Those fucking cockwads.
God damn it, man. I'm going to have to take it upon my fucking self, dude.
Well, anyhow. I do want to say, though...
Fuck!
That I do want to say thank you to everybody who has listened. You got your mad props. You're not getting them again. Yeah. I also want to say thank you to Mr. Man with lazycode.com for providing the bandwidth and the stream and the shoutcast server.
Yeah.
If you are
listening... Support Spankwagon, play Scorched Earth.
Yeah, support Spankwagon. listen weekly, play in the message boards, play in the chat room. Hell, I'd like to see a week where this chat room doesn't die if we can figure a way to do that. Anywho.
Easy. We find out trace IPs back and report them as pedophiles and threaten them. If you don't listen, we'll report you.
He has a Michael Jackson album. He must be a pedophile. Anyhow, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I am your host as well, Claude Balls.
And we will talk to you next week.
Of course we will, because we're Spankwagon.
Rock on.
You will listen. Have a good night.
Night.